Well, basically, our grand final day is the first day that we start, so we don't get any practice. Once the season goes off, we're allowed to start fishing this season at 6 o'clock at night on the 1st of August. So basically, that's game on. So at the moment, we're in Cairns getting the boats ready, sorting out all our fishing gear. Then we've got to steam for 2 days, or 4 days, sorry, to the Gulf of Carpentaria, to their fishing grounds, and then, yeah, it's game on. And then all your friends aren't friends anymore.
So there is a little bit of inter-fleet rivalry?
There's a lot, yeah. Yeah. But a lot of them are good guys, good mates. We've fished together for many years, so everyone knows just about everybody. So, yeah, it's all good, but it's very stressful catching very sneaky species, so we try our best.
And I imagine that a few of your rival skippers have got a bit to pay you back for. You were the top-catching skipper in the banana season, I'm told. What do you put that down to, Brad?
Many years of experience, and yeah, when your luck's going your way, it's all good. Take it while the ball's rolling.
Were you surprised by the banana season? Because there were expectations that it might not be as good, given that there'd just been no real big flush-outs of the Gulf Rivers. What was your reaction once you got out there?
Yeah, no, it was very good. We had a really big start, which is generally the case, and then generally tapers off very fast. But the bananas seemed to, yeah, they hung around for a lot longer than expected, so they kept popping up, and yeah, we just kept catching them. So yeah, it was way better than my expectations. I didn't expect anything like that, so take it while it's there.
And I guess the skipper's only as good as their last season's catch rates. So, I mean, do you start with a blank sheet of paper when you head out to sea this time around?
Yep, everyone starts on zero. So, yeah, it's game on. And, yep, here we go again.
How will your approach to the prawn season, the tiger prawn season, be different to, say, when you go out chasing bananas?
The banana season goes for 24 hours a day, so we can fish all around the clock. This tiger season, there's no daytime trawling, so we're only allowed to fish it from 6 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock the next morning. So, yeah, we've got the day off to anchor up or steam to new grounds.
But it's a different kind of challenge?
Yep, it's a completely different prawn. These ones sort of stay on the bottom, a general sort of spread, I suppose. The tiger prawns, the banana prawns are in a big school. So, yeah, they're like a hitting a needle in a haystack, and you get your good days and your bad days, and they're up off the bottom a little bit too. So a banana prawn will travel big distances every day. A tiger prawn will generally stay in the same area.
And Brad Allen, we're here in the wheelhouse of the Nalu, and there's technology all around us. How much of this technology it correlates with what you were able to catch, and how much of it does come down to the instincts of the skipper?
Well, you've still got to be in the right area, so it's a lot of moon phase orientation to be in the right area. Tides, moon is a lot to do with it. A lot of it's sort of knowledge too. I've been there for over 20 years, so you sort of get to know it a little bit. But the technology it's pretty amazing. You know, we've got sounders, GPS, plotters, so we basically know exactly where we are 24 hours a day, this day and age. 30 years ago, well, it was radars and a lot of guesswork, but the technology for the GPS this day and age, it's pretty good.
But just take me through your average day out there. It's a beautiful day, but you've got 750,000 square kilometres of ocean where you could be putting your nets down. There's nothing on the sounder. What are you going to do?
Freak out for a while, but get it all together. Yeah, well, basically, we're there for a reason. So we've sort of, every month is different. And then you've got the moon phases and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, if there's nothing, we catch nothing today, well, tomorrow we might move, could be up to 100 mile to try a new area, new ground, and start all over again. But, yeah, it's just sort of been there long enough. There's been a lot of practice involved, and, yeah, try not to miss out too much.
You're not giving too many secrets away, Brad. You think some of those skippers are going to be listening to the ABC Rural Report?
I'm ready for the challenge. Yep, so it's 4 months away from home, so, yeah, it's a long, hard haul, 122 nights straight. And we're ready for it.